This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got a big election coming up. It's going to be for the battle for the control of the United States Senate. Really, it may come down to one seat. Pennsylvania, good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 is the number. And on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. As you know, Senator Pat Toomey is not running for re-election. Democrats want that seat to help them keep their majority. But Jeff Bartos is running for U.S. Senate as a Republican. He wants to keep it in Republican hands, and he's doing a tour on a bus of Pennsylvania. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Rich, good morning to you. Good morning to all your listeners. Thank you so much for having me on. And this beautiful morning, greetings from Butler County, Pennsylvania, in the western part of the state. We are a couple, like an hour away from our 50th stop. This is day 10 of a 12-day, 67-county tour. And this morning in Mercer, we'll do our 50th stop of the tour.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. You're going all those places. So when you get there and the bus stops and everybody gets off the bus, what are some of the things you're doing?
Well, everywhere we go, and we're trying to really do a great mix of getting to Main Street. This whole tour we're doing is about fighting for Main Street, Pennsylvania, fighting for the forgotten women and men, and letting the people know, the millions of Pennsylvanians who knew that for generations, career politicians in Washington had forgotten about them, had thought about Pennsylvania as two giant cities and a whole lot of farmland in between. We're going everywhere. And so where we go, we're talking to small business owners and their employees on Main Street. And what we're hearing is, Rich, actually, you know, I got to tell you, what I'm hearing is, please go to Washington and please promise me you'll stop doing stupid things. And I said, well, I haven't done anything stupid. And they say, no. Everyone else down there is doing stupid things. And I said, what do you mean? They say, we can't find employees. Everywhere, Rich. Everywhere I go, Small business owners who were crushed by the bad policies of career politicians are now struggling to get back on their feet and can't find workers.
That's heartbreaking to hear, because I know that, you know, after the tough year they had with COVID and now things are reopened and they can't find enough employees to make their business as successful as it can be. Unbelievable. And do you think, Jeff Bartos, that is because of these unemployment benefits coming out of Washington?
I do. And more importantly, as I like to say, the wisdom and the common sense of Pennsylvanians across all 67 counties. You know, Bill Buckley famously said he'd rather be governed by the first 400 names in the Boston phone book than the faculty at Harvard. I'm gonna annotate that and modernize it a little and say I'd rather be governed by the first 535 people I meet in central Pennsylvania. Their wisdom and common sense over any faculty at any university, because the folks get it. What they say is, look, the aid was important, but the cruelty of Nancy Pelosi last summer in holding up the aid when it would have been timely. And Rich, you know this because I was working on my small business rescue effort at the time. That cruelty, that wanton political cruelty by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats made the timing push back to December. And then President Biden came in with his just irresponsible spending, and pushing these unemployment benefits is a disaster for the economy. It's a disaster for American work ethic. It's a disaster for Americans who are trying to provide a better life for their children and grandchildren.
Jeff, as you're traveling around the state, what are people saying with regards to COVID and reopening their lives and their kids going back to school? Are they worried that their kids are not going to be back in the classroom?
Absolutely. We're just hearing it in the last day or two, Rich, as the CDC, which is good at analyzing data after the fact. The CDC will know what's going on with this latest wave 4 months from now. But to make decisions in real time, the CDC is not equipped to do that. And so, again, getting back to the common sense and wisdom of the people who make it work. What I'm hearing from people, and this is something that I believe in my heart, we need to trust people to make the right decisions for themselves, their families, and their loved ones. And that is that. The government cannot be shutting us down, opening us back up. We are free people. And so what I'm hearing across Pennsylvania is also something I believe in my heart. It's something that's lived experience. We need to trust people to do the right thing, and the government needs to get out of the way.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, you are a business guy. I mean, that's your background, right? So you're not really a politician, a classic sense. You're a guy who has a business background.
Yeah, I'm a small business owner, born and raised in Berks County, but Cheryl and I have made our home, raised our girls in southeastern PA. And yes, proud of my employees, proud of my business, and absolutely not a career politician, never held elected office. And again, if we had more business people in Washington making the decisions, as I talk about on this tour, I'm fighting for everyday Pennsylvania. I'm fighting for Main Street. That's what this campaign's about. Way more importantly, when I get to the floor of the Senate, as that business owner in Cameron County has said to me, don't do stupid things. I'll get on the floor of the Senate and do common sense things that help people move forward, because that's my lived experience. I'm a business guy.
How do you view the race next year? I mean, 2022 is going to be a pivotal year. It's midterm elections. We've got this seat now that obviously the Democrats want to get this seat in their hands. It's been in Republican hands for quite a while now with Senator Toomey. What do you think in terms of the board and how it's stacked up, Jeff, going into this race?
Well, we're in great shape. Of course, I ran in 2018. So going to this campaign with terrific statewide name ID, having won a primary, statewide primary back in 2018, we've raised $3 million since March. Team Bartos has. And we have $2.65 million cash on hand as of the latest filing. I think the leading Democrat has raised a lot more than that. But the most important metric, which the press never covers, Rich, because it doesn't help their narrative, is the leading Democrat has $3 million cash on hand. So we're right there. We're neck and neck. No other Republican is even close. I think we're five times the second place Republican and seven times the third place Republican in terms of cash on hand. And so as we move across the state, no one in Pennsylvania has ever done what we're doing right now in Pennsylvania politics. Go 12 days, 67 counties, talk to business owners and their employees, local leaders, the people who make Pennsylvania work. We're doing that six stops a day, every day for 12 days. It's that's not only important, but it's emblematic of the type of senator I'll be. All 67 counties every year. No one's going to touch our reach. And, of course, we're working harder than everybody else. So as I look ahead, whoever the Democrat is, we're going to win this primary. Whoever the Democrat is going to have to answer for destroyed lives, locked down businesses, not be able to go to church or synagogue, not be able to see your family, tearing apart the fabric of our routines, which really are the fabric of what makes our life meaningful and enriching. So the Democrats are going to have to answer for that, Rich, and you and I both know they can't answer for that. And so we're going to win this. We're going to have a big victory. And as you said, Pennsylvania is very likely to decide who controls the United States Senate. And please, you know, everyone knows no one's going to work harder, and I'll win this race.
Jeff, we appreciate it. Where can people find you? What's the campaign website?
JeffBartos.com. I appreciate you asking. It's JeffBartos.com. Follow the bus tour. The pictures are amazing. Even more, you'll see these beautiful sights from around Pennsylvania. We have, Rich, you know this, one of the most magnificent states. Beautiful, great place to travel, and we're just having the best time.
All right, enjoy the bus tour. Jeff Bartos, candidate for United States Senate. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Be well, my friend, and to all your listeners. Thank you so much.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.